The word today is stand. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Perhaps you have heard the phrase, taking a stand. It means that you are resisting something and will work against it. Christians should stand with God and against wickedness, sinful temptations, and Satan's attempts to destroy people's lives. God wants us to be strong in His Spirit and victorious through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Here to share more about this important topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader with Ralph Storrs from Transworld Radio on The Word Today, Stand.
I'm here today with Ralph Storrs from Transworld Radio, and Ralph is the United States Director of Media and Services for Transworld Radio. Transworld Radio has partnered with The Word Today for, I believe, 35 years, and it's been just a wonderful collaboration to bring you the Word of God. Pastor Paul and I have been the speakers on the program, and Transworld Radio has provided the translators and producers and the machinery, the stations, in order to air the program. And so we're very grateful for Ralph and for Transworld Radio. And Ralph has some wonderful teaching for us today, and I'm going to let Ralph hold forth for a while here and teach you about this topic of taking a stand.
Well, thanks so much, Pastor Doug. And as you've mentioned, I've been really reflecting on if ever there was a time, as we take a look at where the church and where the world is today, it is time to take a stand for the Word. It is time to take a stand for the faith. It is time to take a stand for Christ. And I've been dwelling on Ephesians 6, 10 through 13, and I find four principles in that, and I'd like to read that passage. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." I see four things there. In verse 10, I see we stand in power. In verse 11, we stand prepared. In verse 12, we stand with passion. And in verse 13, we stand through perseverance. I'm reminded, Pastor Doug, of a story that is told of a professing Christian who got a job in a lumber camp that had the reputation for being really ungodly. And a friend, hearing that the man had been hired, said to him, "You know, if those lumberjacks ever find out you're a Christian, you're going to be in for a hard time." And the man responded, "Well, you know, I really need the job." And the next morning he left for camp. A year later he came home from a visit, and while in town he met his friend, who said, "Well, how did it go? Did they give you a hard time because you're a Christian?" "Oh no, not at all," the man replied. "They didn't give it a bit of trouble. They never found out." Now that's an indictment. That is a really sad case right there. But I have to ask myself, question, if I were on trial and took the witness stand in a court of law, would there be enough evidence for a jury to convict me of being a Christian? "Mr. Storrs, take the witness stand, please," as the prosecuting attorney begins with his questions. "How would I fare? How would you fare? And under cross-examination, what will my faith and my relationship with Jesus look like?" And I'm actually thinking of a different kind of cross-examination. That cross-examination of, am I willing to stand? Am I willing to take up my cross daily and deny Him, and to deny myself and to follow Jesus with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength? You've likely heard this before. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And we live in a time where taking a stand is unpopular. And what I'd like to just outline for a couple moments here is these four areas. Number one, the first thing is, how do we stand? We stand in power. We stand in the armor of the Lord. We are standing in power, the power of the strong belt of truth to gird up our loins. the power of the breastplate of righteousness to protect your heart and to keep your desires pure. We live in the power of the shoes that are able to speed you on as you preach the good news of peace with God. The power of the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows aimed at you by Satan, and the power of the helmet of salvation to protect your mind, and power of the sword of the Spirit, our offensive weapon, which is the Word of God. Secondly, we stand prepared. You know, to take a stand, you have to be prepared. You know, to stand for Jesus, it means that we have put on the full armor of God. To take a stand for Jesus, we need to first understand we're at war, and we need to stand ready for battle. And in entering the battle, we do so having put on the full armor of God, so that we're able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. And this means that we have to engage in preparation. That means that as the people of God, we are a people of prayer, that we are a people steeped in the study of God's Word, that we are a people of worship. And that means that we prepare our hearts in prayer, we prepare our minds with the Word, and we prepare our spirit in worship. And then I find that in verse 12, we also stand with passion. You know, to stand in these evil days, in the days when the world will resist and ridicule the righteous, it's going to take a passion for God, a passion for His will, and a passion for the Word of God, His truth, a passion that will put it all on the line so that we don't recoil or retreat at the face of an onslaught from the enemy, because we know that even when the enemy comes, we will fight the good fight of faith with an unwavering passion for the kingdom of God. And then finally, I'm reminded that this is not just a one-time thing. We need to stand through perseverance. There will be multiple times when the attacks come, and we need to be able to persevere. Jesus said that if you want to follow Him, you need to deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow Him. And if we're going to be the church that stands in the gap, then it's not going to happen in one day. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's not a one-time thing, a single event or anything like that. This kind of standing takes perseverance, and it takes a willingness to endure that onslaught. And we're going to have to get up every single day, dressed for battle, with our armor on, ready to take up our cross and stand.
That reminds me of something that I was preaching on in regards to the armor of God in Ephesians 6, where I said to the congregation, what do you put on when you wake up in the morning? What does the well-dressed Christian wear? And I used an analogy that maybe for some people, they like to think of themselves as ideally putting on a swimming suit and suntan lotion and relaxing. And other individuals might like the work ethic and going at it hard to build a future, and so they might put on overalls. But spiritually, what is the clothing that you will wear? And the Word of God teaches us that because we're in a spiritual battle between righteousness and wickedness, between Satan and the demons and ourselves and the Lord, that the Christian is to wear armor, and this is what God's provided to protect us. And like Ralph mentioned, there's the only offensive weapon that we have is the Word of God. And that's one of the reasons why the Word today has worked so hard, and Transworld Radio has partnered with us to bring the Word of God to you, is because this is the power of salvation. This is the good news that redeems you from your sin and provides eternal life to you. It's the encouragement that despite Satan and a sinful world's intent, God will protect us and preserve us and keep us for life eternal. So I really like this theme that Ralph has given us, where we stand in power and in preparedness, in passion and in perseverance. It's just a beautiful theme, Ralph.
Well, I appreciate that, Doug. And, you know, I'm reminded also, as you were talking about having taught about the armor of God, I don't know if you've noticed before, I'm sure you have, having shepherded for many years, that there are no pieces of armor for the backside. It's all the breastplate and this helmet and the salvation and the sword moving forward. And that's because we're not supposed to be retreating or recoiling. We're supposed to be advancing. You know, we live in a world that just wants everyone to go along so we can just get along. And it's exactly at a time like this in the world where followers of Jesus Christ, the Church of the Living God, have to be prepared to take a stand. You know, in Ezekiel 22:30, it says, God said, "So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found no one." That is so gut-wrenching to me. What an indictment. And I ask for us today, what about us? Will we stand? Will you stand? Will the church stand in a gap? You know, we live in a day where the foundational truths of God's word are being challenged by men and women who once stood for the truth. We live in a day where morality is nothing more than a byword, and standards of righteousness have been reduced to each man doing what is right in his or own sight. And I think if we can just take a look at this passage and live this out, to realize we stand in power. We are prepared. We stand prepared. God has given us everything that we need to be able to stand. We need to rekindle that passion. If we've been a little bit on the passive side, you know, it's very easy to get passive on these things and sort of bury ourselves in this. And we need to reignite a passion for His Word, a passion for His kingdom, a passion for God Himself. And we need to be prepared to stand in perseverance. We need to be ready to endure no matter what may come our way.
Mm-hmm. These are such wise words that Ralph's brought us from the Word of God today. And our fight isn't against people. It's against Satan and the demons. And so we don't want to harm people. We want to love them in Christ. And this is encouraging for us. So I hope that you will take the armor of God and wear this daily, take the protection of faith that God gives you, and also encouragement and joy. We're in evil days, but God has given us a protection to lead us to life eternal in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.